Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Alan Zanakis, happy to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand. Gift of Gab, that's today on DocXMD's Funny Feelings. When excited about an event that's special to me, I often say, cool as a moosling.
What's up, Doc?
Cool as a moosling. It's a form of endearing flattery coupled with humor called Gift of Gab. Celebrating St. Patrick's Day reminds me of a legendary Gift of Gab source, the Blarney Stone. The Blarney Stone, also known as Stone of Eloquence, is a block of coal-bearing carboniferous limestone that was set in an Irish Blarney castle tower in 1446. According to lore, caressing the stone bestows the kisser with a gift of gab in possessing great eloquence and skill at flattery. Okay, perhaps cool as a moosling is not a poster phrase for mastering flattery, but it does use wit to offer compliment in a memorable way.
Well, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
The power and skill of flattery is a force just about every lad knows when he's traveled the gauntlet of trying to impress his date's mom or dad for the first time. In pop culture, the word blarney or gift of gab has come to mean clever, flattering, or coaxing talk. For Irish folks, the gift of gab colors word usage in ways that delivers more than simple flattery. It creates a palette of language honeyed by humor and flavored by wit. The gift of gab shouldn't be confused with loquaciousness. We've met them, folks who are exceedingly talkative. Loquationers have an uncanny knack for cornering us where there's no convenient route for escape. Their purpose is not to flatter us with a gift of gab, but rather to subject us to an endless litany of chatter, opinions, and gossip, a verbal barrage usually punctuated with constant repetition. When it comes to being officially anointed with a gift of gab, experiencing the ritual of kissing the Blarney Stone has been performed by millions of folks. The kiss, however, is not for those who are lighthearted. To touch the stone with one's lips, folks must climb to the castle's peak, then lean over backwards on the parapet's edge, a ritual that often triggers an attack of acrophobia known as an extreme fear of heights. For me, I'm happy with simply saying, cool as a moosling. It sends a flattering message without enduring any phobic Blarney Stone ceremonial rites. In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis. It's been a pleasure to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand.